Poll reveals consensus: migration curbs are good for U.S. by Neil Monroe on February 16, 2024. Almost 70% of Americans say the U.S. would benefit from new curbs on migration at the southern border. According to an Economist/YouGov poll of 1,671 citizens. The February 11th to 13th poll asked, if Congress passes a new bill restricting the admission of new migrants at the border, do you think this would be good or bad for the United States? 69% of the Americans responded that it would be good, while only 14% predicted bad. That result shows 5 Americans believe migration curbs will benefit America for every 1 American who believes migration curbs would be harmful. The new national consensus against southern migration comes after President Joe Biden and Democrats vigorously backed a Senate bill that they suggested would sharply curb their huge wave of southern migration. The Democrats' suggestion was a deceptive promise in the 2024 campaign. In reality, the Senate bill was so fraudulent, pro-migration, and lopsided that it was torpedoed by a revolt among populist-minded Republican senators on February 7. But the Democrats' rhetoric about migration curbs inadvertently gives Americans an opportunity to openly back the curbs on legal and illegal migration that they have privately favored. Many Americans, especially non-political Americans, hide their private concerns about mass migration under a well-meaning welcome for individual migrants. Often, this silence is caused by a reluctance to publicly contradict the establishment's nation of immigrants narrative that has been pushed on children and adults since the Cold War 1960s. But the silence has been cracked by Biden's increasingly unpopular refusal to enforce the nation's border laws, and by his welcome for more than 6 million wage-cutting, rent-inflating migrants. For example, just 11% of YouGov's respondents said they strongly approve of Biden's border policy, while 57% strongly disapprove. The new willingness to openly oppose migration is seen in the new YouGov poll. Just 17% of respondents dodged the good or bad for the United States question by declaring they were not sure how to answer the survey question. All groups in the new YouGov poll said migration curbs would be good for America. For example, self-described liberals believe curbs would be good for the nation by 57% to 29%. Curbs were welcomed by 88% of people who plan to vote for Donald Trump in 2024 and a 55% majority of people who plan to vote for Joe Biden. Only 1 in 5, 20%, of Biden voters said the curbs would have bad results. 60% of swing voting independents believe curbs would be good for the U.S., as do 49% of liberals, 69% of moderates, 66% of Hispanics, 53% of black people, and 73% of white Americans. Young people, who tend to be most welcoming of migrants, also voted strongly in favor of new curbs, with 57% saying good and just 22% saying bad. The poll furthermore showed that Democrats believe curbs would help Biden more than Trump. The survey also asked if border curbs would benefit Biden. 54% of Democrats and 47% of liberals said the curbs would benefit him. When asked if curbs would benefit Trump, only 36% of Democrats and 39% of liberals said the curbs would be good for him. 40% of Americans said migration makes U.S. politics better, and 13% said it makes politics worse. A new report from the Congressional Budget Office reinforces the vast evidence that the federal policy of extraction migration shifts family wages and workplace investment toward Wall Street, real estate, coastal states, and government. The economic policy is very unpopular, in part because it also diverts politicians' focus from American communities and the rising deaths of despair among discarded Americans. Related, Queller, we are going to lose a lot of Democrats because Biden ignored border, won't deport people he needs to.